This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
That's it.
Let's be serious. We wouldn't have called it that if that wasn't the case.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're welcome to call in. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
It's live here this Saturday night, so from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. What is that, 1900 to 2200 there?
Very good, Mark.
Sarge. no, you made it to a specialist, is that right?
Well, yeah. Certain people go down a path for NCOs and certain people just do their job.
I see.
I was one of those that just did their job.
Just did their job. Gotcha. Yeah. So, yeah, you can call in, talk about what you want. If it's between 7 and 10 Eastern time, we're on the lines taking your calls 7 days a week. Today, I've got one. Chris, this story, you know, the names change, the locations change, the nouns switch around.
Right.
But basically, this story comes up.
It does.
At least once a year.
Sadly, it does.
And to me, it's important to talk about when it comes up because it kind of lays out freedom in a way that you just don't see otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline here coming from, looks like ABCnews.com, written by Heather Lee. Judge rules boy fighting leukemia will get chemotherapy despite the parents' disapproval. Now, I could just go through and read the litany of facts here, right? But you're going to find some religious or philosophical belief, right? And they're going to say that, you know, they had this problem or that problem. In this case, the parents actually, their daughter had cancer also.
Right.
And apparently been treated, and they say it nearly killed her. Cancer also will nearly kill you. So, you know, chemotherapy and cancer. Chemotherapy, I hope everybody understands, chemotherapy is a dangerous and difficult procedure to undergo.
Putting poison in you with the hope that it'll kill the right cells and not kill your good cells.
It's going to kill some good cells. There's no doubt, right?
Sure.
Now, I'm pretty relatively big believer in modern medicine. I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, you know, if my son had cancer, leukemia, I'm going to go for the chemotherapy because I want him to survive and I want him to have the best chance. And I figure a young person is more likely than, you know, somebody 48 like me and obviously much older to survive. But I believe you've got the right. I guess a better statement is, what right do strangers have to come into your family's life and determine what kind of medical treatment people in your family are going to seek?
Yes, and to me, decisions about a child are the most intimate decisions. You know what I mean? These are the things that you're not going to agree with every parenting choice I made, and I'm not going to agree with everything you do, but I have to respect that those are your choices. It's your family. It's not my family.
And the freedom to make a decision ultimately means it's not your freedom. Remember, the freedom to make a decision means you have the freedom to pardon me. The freedom to make a bad decision.
Exactly.
Because if you don't have the freedom to make a bad decision, you don't have the freedom to make a decision. And remember, the bad decisions at one time, things that we would consider bad decisions today were considered the norm. They were the good decisions of their time.
Sure. Let's just take this little boy and get his blood leached. I mean, that would be the response. That's perfect. Yes, let's leach the boy until he's anemic. maybe that will cure the humors that are in him.
You're pointing out, what do they call that? Argumentum ad absurdum, right?
Sure.
You're making an absurd argument, but it's true, right?
Yeah.
All medical procedures have risk.
Yes.
And chemotherapy probably has more risk than most medical procedures. This isn't getting a shot of penicillin, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
So this young man could not survive based on the chemotherapy. Now, of course, it's going to be attributed to the cancer for his death. The statistics aren't going to say that he died from the chemotherapy. They're going to say he died from the cancer, and that's going to be unfortunate. And certainly the kid has cancer. And we don't know if not getting chemotherapy, the cancer could just go into remission. Maybe there's a miracle. I don't know. Maybe
right.
Jesus or Vishnu or Odin steps in, right? And the kid goes into remission. I'm not the one to determine why these things happen, but we'd certainly say that, cancer sometimes goes into remission. Do I think this is a good choice? Is this a choice that I would make for my family? No. But I'm not going to diminish this family's choice. I'm not going to say that this family is somehow bad, wrong, or stupid because they would make a different choice than I would.
And this is how we lose our freedoms.
Right. This is it. It's people trying, good, well-meaning people who want the very best for you who step in and say, well, you're just not qualified to make this decision.
You're not making the right decision. So
right.
We have to remove certain speech from the internet. We have to remove X. We have to remove Y. And this is where it starts. It gets really personal.
Right. And in this case, it's removing a family's right to determine how their child is treated. Treated medically. I'm not saying that they're making the right decision. But all of America was shocked and upset last year when Great Britain determined that a young man could not go to Italy to seek treatment there because, the NHS was they'd done everything they wanted to do.
Right.
And then they determined that, no, you can't go someplace else and seek medical treatment because that might make us look bad, or whatever the reason was that they determined that was the case. So in that case, the government determined that a young person needed to die. Because, I don't know, reasons. I don't even understand. I'm shocked and appalled at that one.
Government did not agree with the reason or with the action that parents wish to take with their child.
In this case, I would hope that forcing the child into chemotherapy is... I would hope that chemotherapy is the right decision. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
But I believe forcing a family to make a medical decision that I wouldn't make is a greater evil than, this family making what I would consider to be a bad decision. I could be wrong, and that's their decision.
Yeah.
I think that human freedom is more important than human life, honestly.
I agree completely, and in this case, where they're talking about some of the treatments, there are a lot of people that do swear by these types of things.
Which one, the chemotherapy or the alternative treatments?
Alternative treatments, and those include
medical marijuana is listed here.
Yeah, cannabidiol or CBD, which is you can't throw a rock without hitting somebody selling CBD now. Fresh foods, alkaline water.
Sunflower seed oil isn't considered to be some kind of cure-all, but marijuana seed oil, now that stuff will cure all your problems, inflammation, whatever.
Absolutely.
Canola oil, no, that stuff's going to kill you. You deep fry your things in that, but CBD, whatever.
So I am a CBD fan.
That's fine.
I
I've taken it. It didn't do anything for me. Maybe I didn't take it right. I don't care.
Right.
It doesn't particularly matter to me, in the long run of it all. This is a situation that really hinges on a family's decision to to make a decision.
Right.
And, when you're talking about a young person, they don't have the ability to make a good decision. If I ask my 11-year-old to make a medical decision, it's going to be based on how good does it taste, how much is it going to hurt,
Right.
That kind of thing. He's not going to want to do any of these things.
Of course not. And this is a 3-year-old.
Yeah. And so even less so.
Absolutely.
The number, 855-450-3733. Now, you know you want to tell me I'm wrong. 855-450-FREEBEEP. Please be prepared to explain to me why I'm wrong. 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live. Thanks.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. Free as in freedom, and you are welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here this live Saturday evening. However, we are talking about a story that I've got here from ABC. It's coming out of Hillsborough County, Florida, and I don't want you to draw any conclusions from that, Chris. Now, I'm from Manatee County, Florida, and I'm right there next door to Hillsborough, and you know, in Florida, we have I know that it's always Florida man,
right?
But in Florida, we believe that these stories come out of certain locations, little vortexes of weirdness.
Yeah, I've got that feeling from a few people from Florida.
Now, Hillsborough County isn't one of those vortexes of weirdness that I would say, but it's sitting right next door to Polk County. And perhaps some of the weirdness is rubbing off. I don't know exactly. Good. God bless all the folks down there in Polk County. All my Lakeland listeners. Love you. The parents of a child at the center of a story that's grabbed the nation's attention no longer have a say over whether he will receive chemotherapy. The decision came down late Wednesday afternoon this week after a full day of testimony. The state had two doctors make their case as to why they think Noah needs chemotherapy right away. Noah's parents had the support and testimony of a family that believes chemotherapy is dangerous and nearly killed their daughter. The family will be able to treat Noah with other remedies, but he will have to undergo the chemotherapy. The judge said that after 28 days of chemotherapy, they will determine if the boy still has cancer, and that the family can use treatments including medical marijuana to help ease his symptoms. It must be cleared by his doctors, and they will have an opportunity to switch a doctor to a different doctor. He's already considered to be on day 15 of the treatment. I presume that's the chemotherapy treatment because he's had two rounds of chemo, so he's essentially almost halfway done. The story has been in headlines since last Monday when the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office told media outlets his parents failed to bring Noah McAdams to a medically necessary hospital procedure and refused to follow up with life-saving medical care. They did not provide specifics, but sent out an alert that labeled Noah as missing and endangered. They found the family Monday in Kentucky. State brought Noah back to John Hopkins All Children's Outpatient Facility to continue that care, and that still hasn't happened because the state needed a judge to approve a motion to move forward with the chemotherapy. The first motion was tabled last Wednesday, but a judge today ruled in favor of a second motion that would allow doctors at John Hopkins All Children's to give Noah his next round of chemo. His parents, Taylor Bland Ball and Joshua McAdams, told ABC Action News, "He wasn't in any danger when they took him to Kentucky. We just want him to be healthy, happy, and with his family, and that's going to give him the absolute best care," Bland Ball said. "They made it seem like we were trying to run away. We were trying to seek no treatment whatsoever, and that's completely not the case." The family says that their son had leukemia, although they didn't give us any proof. They said that he's in remission and doing well. They said that they were taking him to Kentucky for a second opinion. "We're not trying to run from the case, and there's nothing that we're trying to hide. We're just trying to seek the best option for our son. We basically just feel like it's our rights as parents. Our rights as parents are being stomped all over." But doctors who treat cancer like this say that because the leukemia isn't showing up, that doesn't mean he's cured. So, yeah, you've got this situation here, and it happens pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And a good portion of America must believe that the best thing to do is to stop parents with whom they disagree.
Yes.
Now, I think I might disagree with these people's choices, right? If a doctor says chemotherapy needs to continue, then we're probably going to continue the chemotherapy. Not because I just believe everything that a doctor says.
Right.
But because, well, I think he's young, he's resilient, he's probably going to make it. Let's go ahead and give it the best shot, and let's give modern medicine its best option.
I'm going to give the doctor's degree some weight. I don't know that much about medicine.
Sure.
And I don't always trust that amazing source, which is WebMD and every other site on the internet,
yeah,
to make medical decisions for me. I have to... In this case, I would have to put my trust in someone else who knows much more than I do. And, you know, I understand the desire to do things that are less invasive. And comparing, you know, rounds of chemotherapy to taking some CBD oil and eating good fresh foods, that all sounds really good.
Yeah.
But as a parent, you know, that's what this
vegetarians
comes down
die to.
They do. they do. And it should be one of those things that I hope they make the right decision, but I don't want to tell them they can't.
I'm not rooting against the parents here.
I'm not either.
I believe it's their right. And, yes, I do believe it's a parent's right to make a decision for a three-year-old. I understand they can't make their own decision, but I don't think that the government or doctors through the government, I don't think, because this ultimately comes down to either the parents have the right to step in, or you can take a gun and you can make other people's kids do what you want them to do.
Yes.
Those are your choices.
Yes, and that's it. That's
because
it.
That's what it is here.
That's all it comes down to.
When you use government is a euphemism that we use for armed people willing to kill you if you don't do what they say.
Right. And
I'm not trying to be mean. I think that the people who work for the government realize that ultimately that's what they do. I don't think they're hiding from that. I don't think they're ashamed of it or anything like that. That's just it, ultimately.
It is.
And in this case, I think that the government should step back and say, hey, look, you know, we would go write you people a sternly worded letter that says that you really should take your kid back there and have him treated. But if you don't, it's your right as a parent, and the consequences are yours.
Yeah, and it's interesting how people's point of view on this is going to change. Nobody's going to tell me how to raise my kids. No government's going to tell me how to raise my kids.
Until
a case like this comes up, and then it's like, well,
right.
They should throw these parents in jail if they don't let the kid get chemo.
Right. If you support supporting the government stepping in and forcing this kid to get treatment is the same as supporting the British government refusing to give treatment to that kid last year. It's all the same thing because it's an implementation of government force. And when you say that it's okay for the government to step in and tell other people how they have to live their lives and how they have to receive medical treatment, then you're saying it's okay for the government to step in and tell you. This is...
Right.
Ultimately, this is what everybody's begging for. All the burners out there, the Bernie Sanders folks and you know, the Democrats and everybody who wants, you know, medical to be paid for. You want people who are ultimately not responsible. So
right.
What another term for that is irresponsible, right? People who are irresponsible for their actions or irresponsible are, you want them in charge of your medical decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, that's stupid. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. You can use our Discord lines if you want to sound a little better. That's available to you. You go to discord.freetalklive.com. There's an app there. You can download it. You know, put it up on your phone and you'll sound great. Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the news of President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods after trade talks between Washington and Beijing failed to come to an agreement, former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember.
The large retailers in general are in a position to absorb some of it, but not all of it. They'll end up having to pass some of it through.
I think the next 3 to 4 weeks are very, very critical. There's still time to negotiate, and the pipeline of products that are on the way over here won't see those increases just yet.
Houston is bracing for more rain on Saturday after heavy rain on Friday stranded drivers and caused highways to be shut down. Thousands also were left without power. Flash flood warnings and watches are in effect in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. And at a graduation ceremony at Liberty University, Vice President Mike Pence says freedom of religion is under assault. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Thank you for joining me this evening, Chris. My normal co-host, Ian, is he's traipsing about the world. He's in Tokyo right now at the Bitcoin.com offices and trying to liaison with them. My intention was to be there, too, but sadly the government of Japan decided I was not fit for entry and kicked me out. But if you want to check out Bitcoin.com's website, they are a great source for everything that is related to cryptocurrencies. If you need news on cryptocurrency, go to news.bitcoin.com. If you need to get a wallet, that's an application that allows you to hold Bitcoin, Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and several other cryptocurrencies, you can go to the Bitcoin.com website, and they've got a wallet there. They allow you to buy. They allow you to, they even give you some free stuff. They can show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin. You just go to Bitcoin.com for the latest news and engage with the community. They've got a forum over there, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Drew, calling in from Virginia. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So I just noticed that in the 90s, there was a lot of fear of litigation in the healthcare field. I don't have actual statistics or anything, okay, but just a lot of the chatter among the nurses and among some of the other healthcare staff. There's a lot of fear of litigation. So if we tack that 25 years into the future, it led to a mindset of we got to do all that we can do. We got to give every possible intervention, every possible right medication, every possible treatment. So, you know, this is a whole other generation that was raised in the litigation-soaked 90s. So, I mean, Okay.
I don't know if I'm a child of the 70s or child of the 80s. I'm not entirely sure. I was born in 1971.
Okay.
And
youngster.
I remember. I know you've got to be in the 60s. I see from all that gray hair I see over there.
Father time here.
But I remember stories like this from my childhood, too.
Okay.
And my mother's no libertarian, mind you. She keeps a good eye on Fox News, I will admit. But she, you know, I guess probably inculcated me with the very first of these notions, and she just felt that it was a family's right. I remember her talking about, and I wouldn't know if it was the Christian Scientists or the Scientologists or anything like that, but it was just some sect or another that didn't believe in using doctors in the same way that, you know, the rest of us did or whatever. And she's like, well, you know, they should be able to do it.
Yep,
so I think this was going on even before that. I will agree with you that litigiousness probably did rise in the 90s, and perhaps more of this occurs, and that, like, it exacerbates the problem. I'm not going to disagree with your premise entirely, but I just want to say that it did go on before that.
Right,
yeah,
I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not making a judgment call. I think that a family has the right to make their own decisions. I mean, that's, you know, it's not up to a stranger, like he said. I'm just saying not the right or wrong of it. I'm saying, this is the cause and effect. And I say the 90s just because I'm in my 40s, and so that's when I started observing it, and that's when I got my license.
Yeah.
And so also I've noticed, too, like the general mindset of the average RN, registered nurse, is not making a sweeping generalization, but the average RN probably, that I know of, will say that, the average patient is on several, you know, there's at least one or two meds they don't need to be on in general.
Are you an RN,
Drew? Yes, sir, I am, sir.
Okay, nice.
So, thank you for your service.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your service.
I just talk on the radio. I'm not saving anybody's life over here, Drew. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, and, you know, those folks that are out there working hard. I mean, I think of RNs. My grandmother was one. Mm-hmm. I know the kind of work that they do, and I know that it's, you know, thankless and difficult. They're running the LPNs and all that stuff, too. They're kind of that mid-level, everybody in the medical field, thanks for the work that you're doing. Let's go to Bob calling in from Indy. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, you guys. Hey, I just wanted to share a fun fact I heard, and it's not my opinion, it's a fact.
Okay.
The third leading cause of death is medical mistakes. Number one,
I've heard that.
Heart disease, and number two is cancer. Number three is medical errors and medical mistakes.
Yep,
and
I've heard that legally prescribed drugs from a doctor kill far more people in America than drug overdoses also every year.
Yes, it's a fun fact. It's a fun fact.
Fun until you're dead.
And when you go into a hospital, you're more likely to come out of there in worse shape than you are when you went in. Either you come out dead or with some other disease or problem. It's not some sterile environment. But thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bob. Appreciate it.
I'm paranoid as hell when I go into a hospital room.
Keep your hands washed.
I do.
Gentlemen. I mean, no doubt.
I mean, I've got the bottle of Purell in my pocket. You know, it's like every 5 seconds I'm squeezing a bit into my hands and trying to sanitize myself. I get that.
If I need medical attention, I'm certainly going to head off to the hospital. That's not my, I'm not one of those sorts that is, you know, but I understand there's been plenty of friends of mine walk out of that place with MRSA. That stuff will kill you too. Let's go to Alan calling in from Bloomington, Delaware. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate your last comment and that you really must be in charge of your own not necessarily diagnosis, but when you receive your diagnosis, you must be in charge of your own prognosis of treatment modality.
You're absolutely right, Alan. I mean, this is the most empowering thing. I wish I'd have said this. I mean, the most empowering thing that's been said on the air tonight is what Alan's saying here is, look, you know, all these experts that are giving you advice and opinions and, you know, expert opinions.
Right.
It's still up to you. And that's true in your education. That's true. That's true everywhere in the world because an authority figure is always ready to tell you what to do, but it's your life and the consequences to whatever they say then fall upon you.
Right.
Because they don't take responsibility for those things. They just don't do
it. Let me share some facts with you if you'll give me the time. Number one, according to the Mayo Clinic, initial diagnoses were only confirmed in 12% of cases.
Gosh.
By a second opinion. To say it another way, seven out of eight times the initial diagnosis was wrong.
Yeah. That's fact pretty miserable. Those are pretty miserable numbers.
Well, just think about that.
Yeah.
You know, because that's pretty eye-opening in itself. So it would almost always recommend at least a second opinion before one proceeds any further with
their own. I'm just thinking about the medical procedures I've had in my life.
Right.
And none of them did I get a second opinion. None of them, right? Like I've got, you know, some eye doctors shooting a needle in my eye. I'm pretty sure there's a lesion there because he said there was, right? But maybe not.
Like I say, it always is in your best interest to obtain a second opinion, given the statistical rate of the initial diagnosis only being right 12% of the time.
Have you done this very often, Alan? Yourself?
One in eight times.
Have you?
I'm fairly aware of a lot of the literature now. Number two.
Okay.
Chemotherapy, the 5-year mortality rate or survivability rate for chemotherapy is 2.1%.
So is that referencing the chemo or the cancer?
That is referencing people who take chemotherapy as their treatment option. 2.1% of them will be alive in 5 years.
Wow.
Okay,
That's such a bad number. I'd recommend checking it on the internet, but it's certainly.
Well, let me recommend instead of checking it on the internet, check your proof sources with places where there are editors and fact checkers, such as either publications like The Lancet, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, or widespread publications like Scientific American, which will repeat those scientific studies from the published material, all of which must be peer-reviewed before they are published.
Okay. And I'm seeing similar numbers from NIH, National Institute of Health, to what he's saying.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about this family down in Florida. And I guess they didn't want to get their kid chemotherapy. And just talking about the, well, the different aspects of that. Some guy called in recently. And, Chris, you found some corroboration with this this evidence about cytotoxic
chemotherapy, or poisonous to the cell, I assume that is. I'm applying my own definition. But
sounds the right.
5-year survivability in adults at about 2.1%.
Gosh, that's crazy. It seems like, I mean, I know at least one person that I can think of off the top of my head that survived chemotherapy. I mean, they're 1 out of 50?
1 out of 50. That's how I would dumb it down. And God, it basically says, you know, if you have chemo, now I kind of understand.
Maybe there's more than one chemo.
I'm sure there is, but it does kind of make me wonder why so many people are interested in pursuing alternatives to it.
My dad went through a round of chemo and then refused the second round. He said he'd rather be dead than do that.
I've heard people do that.
He was also... Yeah, you know, I'm a smoker not every day of my life, but darn close to every day of my life.
Right.
And, you know, he wasn't going to live much longer than that anyway. And there was, you know, his prognosis wasn't good.
Quality of life.
LibertySeekers.com. If you want to spread the ideas of liberty or just find some incredibly pithy and bombastic, witty, downright, the sort of statements that get people all upset.
Bombastic.
Bombastic. Yeah, I'd use that term, and I didn't want to use it again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my fault. Liberty-oriented messages, you can find them at libertystickers.com. It's libertystickers.com. Somebody out there screaming just the right word at the radio right now.
They are.
Just trying to help.
Almost hear it.
My helpful listeners. Let's go to Troy calling in from Saskatchewan. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I wish I could, disagree with you guys to make it more exciting radio.
you know,
yell and scream on the other side of the issue, but I do agree, you know, that the family has the right to decide. You're absolutely right. Like the other side argument would be the state has the rights, and then in which case the state could do make you have whatever like crazy treatment that they wanted you to take. I got a question. How old is the kid in this story?
3 years old.
Oh, okay. So the direction I wanted to go with it, if possible, I'll just ask the question. What age does a
majority
what
occur?
Age does a you know?
Yeah.
Does
it's a really great question.
Make its own decision.
Because if it's a 12-year-old kid who, for whatever reason, wants the chemotherapy and the parents don't want them to get the chemotherapy, you're probably going to find me siding with the kid at that point. Because I think that at some point in your life, and I don't want to know when that is, and I really believe it's different for everybody, and I think it's different in different areas too, but at some point in your life, you become responsible for your own medical treatment. I don't think my son at 11 years old is at that point. I just don't think he's far-sighted enough. But I wouldn't say that all 11-year-olds are the same as my kid. Just mine.
Right. That's how we tend to think of these things.
And then again, as a parent, I'm probably the least qualified to determine when my son is going to be old enough to make that determination.
But this is where the can of worms gets opened up for me. I also believe that vaccines happen to provide some useful benefits.
I do too.
Okay, so now
here we go. This is, and I want to just give a little bit of a personal experience. We brought up vaccines, which was dovetailed right into this conversation, and also homeschooling. So I have two, I've raised two kids with my wife, now they are 19 and 17. One's almost turning 19. We homeschooled them until they were in grade 9. And we also they have all their vaccinations, but we did delay them some. And, I think my opinion as a parent, I thought there was more dangerous vaccines, and I avoided some of those. And got them the ones, measles, mumps, rubella, the really seemed to be logical to do, but I did delay them a few years until, they're strong. But
one of the reasons I think that they give kids all the vaccines that they do in the hospital is because they're like, I'm not sure we're going to see this kid again until they come back with some communicable disease. So they just get them with all of them at once.
But when they're babies, they're so here's the twist. Here's the twist. We homeschool them and we delay their vaccines, but give them some of their vaccines. But then about the age of, 12, they're like, why don't we have our, and they started asking questions and stuff. And it's like, okay. And as soon as they, decided on it, like I didn't resist. I'm like, you want to get all your vaccines? Yep. Go for it. As soon as they, they're out and about in society and, there's some peer pressure there to have the vaccines. And then for schooling, they just decided they wanted to go to school. I'm like, go to school. Sure. So they started high school and they had a perfectly good time in high school. They don't regret homeschooling.
What you were supposed to be doing when they were homeschooling was you were supposed to be empowering them around their education. And I applaud you for, when they then took some power around their education for allowing them to take it. They're the ones responsible. As one of the last callers, Alan, had previously said, you're responsible for your medical care, ultimately. Well, you're also ultimately responsible for your education, and it was both girls, Troy, is that right?
Girl and boy, yeah.
Okay, your kids are responsible for their education, and they took responsibility. And I applaud you and them.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome, and I learn a lot from them. That was maybe around 12. Like, I'm not sure, like, that they were questioning and deciding that they wanted to go to high school and stuff. So, yeah, where is that line? Where I guess it may be different with every person. Like, I forget. Oh.
what...
I hate to interrupt here. I'm the government, and the age is 13 years and 7 months.
Right.
That's exactly...
Right. You'd see a rated R movie on your own at 17, but you can see it with a parent at, 12.
Right.
You can drive with a parent at 15. You can drive on your own at 16. Just all this mishmash. You can...
It's all arbitrary.
Right. On your, when you're 17 years old, if you have sex with an adult, it's some kind of molestation. If you're 18, well, just go do a pornographic film.
Right.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Troy.
Those are tough things to deal with. And it, I don't know. And on the vaccines thing, I look at the number of vaccines kids take today, and I'm glad I don't have to make these decisions right now.
It's not easy. I wouldn't claim it is. And I think every family needs to make their own decisions.
Agreed.
As far as this goes. Let's go to Larry, calling in from Indy. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Larry.
Hello.
There we go. Got him.
Hey, look, I come on every week and tell us how all the things that are being done to us are legally being done by law. Because... you can have life, liberty, and property taken away by the due process of the law. And the laws are made up by the people that we elect and send to Washington, good or bad. I mean, the state has custody of our kids from the time they are born, and they can make a law to tell you to do exactly what they want you to do with your child. So you really don't have any say-so in the matter. So
I think you're absolutely right.
You're talking about free freedom and so forth.
Right.
There's no such thing. And if we did have it, we wouldn't know how to protect it anyway. But
I don't know about that. I will say, however, that it's very insightful, Larry. The truth is...
I was doing a protest today, right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was downtown on the Monument Circle, and they're destroying that because they want to be cheap. Now, that's the symbol of the state of Indiana. And I have to say... that the police officers that were down there were really polite and really nice to me and everything. Of course, I've been knowing most of them for years, but they were really nice and placated me or whatever and let me protest and do whatever I wanted to do. Of course, I only had a sign, but I also had the sign on the other side that said, "Would you worship the devil to keep your iPhone?" And I say everybody was in that line was looking. And I think I put something on their mind, the way that people cherish their iPhones and smartphones so much. And it's just something for people to think about. That's what I try to do when I do my protest. And the kids love my costume and everything. So,
what do you get a costume of?
I'm dressed up okay. I've got my paper hat, of course. You can see that if you Google Larry Von Indianapolis.
Larry
and it's a paper hat, and it's my slave shirt, and my white.
You got an outfit that calls yourself a slave?
That's right.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.